Then they also ask, because I tell them that the jiva did not fall from Krishna Lila.
No.
So they say, what activity was the jiva doing before we turned to Maya? But I couldn't answer.
Why? There is a seed of sepal tree. Sepal tree. Mm. No? Any tree. Any tree. Okay? Kadamba tree. No? When these seed was not transferred in tree, in what shape he was there?
No shape.
Huh?
No shape.
Why?
Because
what
he was
doing?
Nothing. As a seed, nothing.
Everything was there in that seed, but not coming out.
Hmm.
Like this, he was there in Tatastha Shakti, but doing nothing. But everything was in his.
Hmm.
But when Brahma created this world and he came in this shape and then coming in this, like this, or from there, Tatastha Shakti, he got the power from any Krishna or his associates to went in Guru Vrindavan and they are Muktiji, Nitya Mukta, and we are all Anadi Bhatta. Nothing to say, but yes, we are in Maya, we see, we are Maya. We should try to do sadhana bhajan. We should not emphasis on this point, that what we were before, now we are covered with Maya, and we are going in Janma, Maya and everything. So we should do sadhana. What Jiva Goswami and all others has told, we have to bharosa karna, vishwas karna pad.
Okay.
We have to.
Then they also ask that the non-devotees who somehow come in contact with the holy name, when the devotees do Nam Sankirtan, they may begin chanting. They're not aware of the 10 offenses. They have no knowledge of the 10 offenses. So are they making more advancement than the devotees who are committing offense with knowledge of the offenses?
Those who have knowledge of these offenses, they can do best quality of name and they will come in Madhyamadhikari and after that in Uttamadhikari. And those who don't know offenses, they will do always offenses.
Mm-hmm. Do the Mayavadis make any benefit when they chant the holy name at all?
They can easily have mukti.
Mm, by chanting the holy name?
Mm. Easily.
Mm.
So they will be benefited. Karma will have so many bhogs, so many worldly things they will have.
Hmm. Then they ask one more question about the jiva, that there's some story that the jiva was on the other side of the Varoja River, and then when they chose Maya, they came to this side of the Varoja River?
We are in midst of Virjanadi. Not in this side, not in this.
The jiva is always in the middle of the Varoja River, and then he can go to Maya or to Krishna by his choice. So he's not coming out of the Brahma Jyoti, he's coming out of the Varoja River.
Brahma is across Virjanadi.
Brahma Jyoti is across. Uh-huh.
Brahma Jyoti is not in Maya.
Uh-huh.
Brahma is out of Maya.
Right.
It has been said anywhere because in Brahma no shape, no action, nothing. At that time he has nothing. No work, no duty, no anything. So it has been told like. So it is not incarnate, but not perfect.
Krishna Kaviraj is saying that the gopis, they left everything. The gopis, they left everything to go to Krishna. When they heard Krishna's flute, they left their family, their social custom, everything they left.
Everything? Body also? Mind also? Everything they left, body and everything they left. What they left? Worldly things.
Then in the purport, Prabhupada's purport.
यहाँ के कहिया कृष्ण दृढ़ अनुराग स्वच्छ भक्त बहुत जैसे नहीं कोनो उदार हाँ then what is
then Prabhupada is saying in the purport that that is the standard of love of Godhead and such activities and pure love of Godhead are as spotless as white linen that has been completely washed. Then he said, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur warns us in this connection that we should not mistakenly think that the idea of giving up everything means renunciation of duty necessary.
So what
is Bhaktivinoda Thakur?
About that, we should always be in mood of that everything in the world is of Krishna. And we should use all these things, thinking that all the things are of Krishna, all should be done for the seva of Krishna. If you are a rich man, no need of giving up anything, but that wealth should be given in this service of Krishna. If anything is this world, all things are of Krishna. We are not the master of that thing. Krishna is master of this thing. And everything we use in the service.
Now, Maharaj, the gopis, they left their household duties. But they could be thinking this, I'm doing this household duty because everyone belongs to
Krishna. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has told that. What I possess, riches, wife, children, and everything, all is of you. And your servant, all are your servants. So I want to spend all these things in your service. Why demonstrate use all these things? You will use for good Krishna service. You will build very beautiful temple. You will serve it so in good manner. So everything is of Krishna. We will serve Krishna with all this. This is the idea.
Then why do gopis not think like that?
Because they are not givers as we are. When you be in that stage, you can do all this. But you are sadhak. Understand? You are doing sadhan bhajan. So, you should first do sadhan bhajan like a grihastha bhakta or as a kanishtha adhikari, then as madhyam adhikari, then uttam adhikari like Sukadeva Goswami, Narada Rishi and gopis like that. After that, if you leave everything, you will die without taking anything. You will die want of cloth in winter season.
your God.
You will have pity and concern. If you will be all these things. But gopis are not jivas like us. They have done so much sadhana in less and less births. And they have gone in the womb of gopis. Everything is of prakriti, not material. They can weep always day and night for Krishna. We cannot weep. We cannot be without sleep. Rupa Sanatan can be without sleep. They are always chanting and doing bhajan for Krishna. Only 1 hour sleep any day, not even. Only they two very little things, dry breath, no salt, no doodh, ghee, butter, nothing. Always crying, O Radhe, O Krishna, as you are with you. And we cry so much, but nothing. So we cannot leave all these things like this. So we should have to accept everything as the remnants of Krishna, and we should do bhajan by taking necessary things to live our life. Understand something? If you will be like gopi, you will be naked, going, no, this and that. Where Krishna? But we are in Sopali. We are sadhana. And third class. Understand? If our son will come, then all whole bhajan sadhana will be upset. After so many months, again, the rail will come on line. Understand something? By the mercy of Gurudev and Krishna. So, but Bhaktivinoda Thakur Bhat, he has told to trust and to try to follow. He will leave chasma, what he will do without chasma?
Can I say?
You can see?
No.
Then, you can leave this class also. Why you have done bells here?
When Narad came to this place, as I have told before, when Narad came to this place and asked Vrishabhanu Maharaj that whether you have any daughter or not, he sought that daughter. Narad saw Srimati Radhika and became so pleased here. Narad wanted to see Srimati Radhika alone, not with anyone else. So he pretended something and told Vrishabhan Maharaj that I am also an astrologer. I want to see the hand of this baby. For this, you should bring flour, rice, kumkum, and other things, and Jamuna water. So by saying this, he sent Vrishabhanu Maharaj so that he went to bring all these things. In the same time, he prayed Srimati Radhika to give his real darshan, Kishori. He was praying so many cloaks, power and stuti, which has been written in Brahma Brahmanda Puran or other Puran. That a sloka is also from there, that Saptakancham Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishadhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari. All these slokas, there are about 16 slokas there. He prayed. At once, Srimati Radhika showed his actual swarup in Kishori Radhika, so much ornamented, so beautiful, he became senseless. At once Lalita, Vishakha, Chitra and all other sati appeared there, and Lalita kept his hand on the head of Narada and told that you should be in sense, and what you want you can beg from Srimati Radhika. Then he came to sense and he was about to beg anything, but at once he disappeared. Narada began to lament and he became so much dukkhi,
unhappy.
In the meantime, Vrishabhanu Maharaj came there and saw that Narada was so sad. But Narada Rishi again came in senses and he chhipa diya. He checked his mood and laughing, he began to say, Vrishabhanu Maharaj, that yes, bring all these things. He did abhishek of Srimati Radhika, Devi, and took her hand in his hand and told that, oh, she is very, very fortunate. Brahma, Vishnu, Shankar, and all will do aradhana of this Devi, and in whole world who is so much strong, shaktishali, and who is God of God, he will be the husband of this daughter. This daughter will cook anything and it will be more than nectar, and those who will take that food that she will cook, he will never die and he can conquer whole world. But there is something so that I don't want to disclose you. Then he began to ask Narada repeatedly that what is that, as if we have nothing in our hand, but we will do like this. What is in my hand? Everyone wants to know what is in his hand. So Narada Rishi, saying this, he increased the curiosity of Vrishabhanu Maharaj to know what is the fact behind. Then Narada told that after age of 13, she will have to feel some separation. But yet, she will be so fortunate. After that, all world, even in Golok, Vrindavan also, everyone will worship this baby. And you should keep it very carefully and serve her. Then saying, he went to Govardhan. There is a place, Narada Kunda there. And there he authorities and did aradhana of Srimati Radhika for thousand and thousand years. But for why? Because he is the associate of Narayan. He is the das, he is the servant of Narayan. But anyhow, he also wants to serve Krishna and Srimati Radhika. So he worships Srimati Radhika like Lakshmi in Belvan. But in Belvan, Lakshmi did very hard austerity, but yet she could not enter in Vrindavan Rasasthali. So we heard and read that Narada did very hard austerities as Radha Narada Kund in Govardhan, but yet he has not yet had the service of Srimati Radhika, or he has service. We cannot actually. So the pleasing of Radhika is more than pleasing of Krishna. If Srimati Radhika is pleased, then Krishna automatically become pleased. So our all Goswamis has wished that Srimati Radhika is our Aradhya Devi. Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami has also said like this, that Tavai Vasmi, Najvami Tvayabina, Iti Vijjaya Radhe, Saunay Mama Charanantike. I am yours and yours and yours, not of any other self. First to say others, and not to Krishna. So be pleased and be pleased to me, and give your service. I want to be your Palyadasi. So everywhere it has written in Goswami's book that Srimati Radhika is our Aradhya, and Krishna is Pran Priyatam of Srimati Radhika. So we have connection with only Radhika. We have come to this place, we should pray Srimati Radhika that she should bestow her mercy upon us, that we can be qualified to be a Raganuga also. And he should keep us, or she should write our name in the register of her maid servant. Gaur Premanande. We have come to Bolo. Nanda Nandana ki. Sisi Jasoda Nandana ki. Dauji ke bhaiya ki. Gaur Premanande. This place is called Gokul. We have come to Nanda Bhavan. This is Nanda Bhavan. Some steps tell like this, that Krishna took birth in Mathura. But any Brajavasi and Gokul Vasi don't believe this fact. And this is fact that Nanda Nandan took birthplace in the womb of Yashoda here, not in Mathura. So those who tell like this, they are not Gokul Vasi, they are Mathura Vasi only. No Nanda Baba, no Gop, no Sudam, no Madhumangal or Yogamaya itself. He used to live in bank of Jamuna River, and every creepers and trees will tell that Krishna is son of Nanda Baba and Yashoda, and he took birth here. We have a slok in Srimad Bhagavatam. Nandastu Atmaj Utpanne. You should know. Aapko bhi janna chahiye. We don't see in Srimad Bhagavatam that Narishad, you know, the relation between son and mother was cut here.
Umbilical cord, the cord between them.
And Brahman recited this sloka here. Sandilya, Rishi and all others. Not only this, Brahma has told, Brahma is our guru. Brahma ji ne kaha yahan. Namidhyate abra vapuse taridambaraya gunjavasansa paripuchhala sanmukhaya vannasraje kavalapetrabeshanubenu lakshmasye midupade Pasu panga jaya here. Pasu pa anga jaya. Atat pasu pa, those who serve cows, those who do bharan poshan of cows, that is Nanda Baba. And from his anga, from his body, Krishna took place in the womb of Yashoda. It is clearly here written. Also, there are so many places it has been written in Srimad Bhagavat. Bhagavat mein aisa likha gaya ki Krishna ne yahi parijanm liya aur wahi 16 kalas se purna hills, purna purnatam in Dwarka and Mathura. In Dwarka he is purna, in Mathura he is purnasar, and in Gokul and in Braja he is purnatam. So Krishna is only son of Yashoda and Nanda Baba, and who took birth from the womb of Yashoda here. But at the same time, he can do everything. वो तो सभी कुछ कर सकते हैं. इसलिए उनका अंश वासुदेव, the manifestation of Nandan, वासुदेव Krishna as a Narayan with four handed and so long hair, so many ornaments, he appeared in the
prison
of Kansa at Mathura. There he took, did not take birth. वहाँ पर उन्होंने जन्म नहीं लिया. वो आविर्भूत हुए.
He appeared
only at the age of 16, as a kishore, arjuavastha. Not as a child, but as a child he took place here. और वहाँ पर 16 वर्ष की अवस्था में वो प्रकट हुए. इसलिए उनको वहाँ पर जन्म नहीं. There is no birth there, no उत्सव was there. कोई उत्सव नहीं वहाँ पर हुआ. No festival there, festival was done here. Nandwar get lots and lots of cows to Brahmins, and he recited everything here. Everything was done here. When Krishna took birth, he appeared there. Vasudev and Devaki began to prayer with folded handed there. As you are Narayan. Krishna told them that at first, in before birth, past birth, you have done so austerities. And I, Krishna told that, I in the shape of Narayan Vasudev, I told you that I will come to you also. Then Krishna, they requested them, him, Krishna, that you should be child. At once, the boy who took birth in here, in Gokul, he at once went to Mathura in a shape of child and took that Krishna, four-handed, Vasudev Krishna, immersed in him. Jab Mathura mein Devaki Vasudev ji ne prarthana ki ji aap bachche ho jaiye, to yahan par jo janme hue the, वो वहां पर चले गए और जाकर के उस कृष्ण को अपने अंदर में मिला लिया. एंड दैट वसुदेव ब्रॉट हियर कृष्ण हियर एंड ही टूक ए डॉटर हियर हिज वाज हियर ही टूक दैट डॉटर जोग माया एंड टूक इट टू इन टू मथुरा इन द प्रिजन ऑफ कंस देयर. दैट lady, that Devi also told Kansa that Krishna has taken birth anywhere else. Wo kahin par janm le liya, kahan par janm le liya? Here. Also, there is a very good proof for this. Ek aur bhi bahut hi achha praman ye hai, aap bhi samajhenge. When that Devi, Yogmaya, went to Mathura, in prison, Kansa at once came in angry mood and he took that baby legs in his hand and he wanted to kill her. And she fled in the air and he handed Durga Devi. Sukhdev Goswami has written there that Adrishat Anuja, Anuja means for Yogamaya he has told. Anuja is called after Krishna he has taken birth. He is not Anuja of Vasudev Krishna who appeared in Mathura jail, but he was the sister, younger sister of Krishna who took birth in the place of Nanda Bhavan. So he is Anuja of Nanda Nandan, not of Vasudeva. There Yogamaya could not took janma there, but here. So isiliye Mathura ke all learned person gathered there. They know that and they have believed that Krishna has took birth in Mathura. But in that very learned sabha, I told and I challenged them that anyone can prove that Krishna has taken birth in Mathura. I am challenging them. Maine unse kaha,
if a person cannot have praise in this body, then even when that person takes birth in the womb of a gopi in Krishna's Leela, wherever it's happening, then still he won't be able to have praise because it's still no. The earthly plane.
Then abhas will be there. But sarup siddhi will be there.
But for some time that it's not there, only when they...
Without sarup siddhi, anyone cannot go in the omb of gopis or in the prakat lila of Krishna.
But the body is still here. Like the gopis who couldn't go to Krishna because they
but it will be changed. If he will go in the womb of gopis, the body will be aprakrit and bhav will be gradually developed, and something which is lacking or which is not developed, it will develop in the associations of Nitya Siddhanta. then everything will be correct and he will mix in and serve in Ras and Shri. You should do all these practices. After that, it will be, you will understand things. If there is no bhajan, you cannot understand all this. There is lacking in our understanding. There is no sanskar yet to understand all this. So gradually go on developing your sadhan bhajan.
He said that qualities like bhav, brain, ashakti, all of these qualities, they're not just qualities, they're people, they're personified. But how? Who are they? Are they manjaris? Who are those personalities?
You know Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami? You should remember them as the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nitya Parita. They are not worldly men. From outer
vision,
we see that he is Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami Raghunath Das Goswami. We should follow him, them all, by our outer practices. What he did, how he chanted, how he did services to Mahaprabhu. We should try to follow them by our sadhana. And he was innerly Rupmanjari and Ratimanjari or all others. When that Shuddha Satya will come here, now a time we may have some greed, only that. We may have some greed in this body and in sadhana avastha. But when actually that Shuddha Satya will come in our heart by the grace of Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, or Krishna, or the all another associate, Gurudev, then it will be very clear and very easy for us to follow inner mood of Rupmanjari Gati Manjari. Otherwise, we are greed, we should try to increase our greed. And doing outwardly, following Rupa Goswami and Raghunath. By Vairagya and his sadhan bhajan. Always thinking in the remembering Radha and Krishna and Mahaprabhu and his essence. If you will do purely, then automatically that Shuddha Satya will come and everything will be. If there is anything, requirement of these worldly things, anything, it may be lust, praise, rupees, money, anything, then it will not come. When everything will go, then Shuddha Satya will come. Not in this. If there is any requirement of this world, anything, when anyone will be pure like Sukadeva Goswami or Dillo Mangal Thakur. I am not giving the instances of Rupa and Raghunath because they were not the persons of this world. So, for Sadhak, it has been given the example of only Dillo Mangal Thakur and life. Then, it is.
Parker, another woman come to me, which I have given initiation. Today I was drowning in a river and I saw that none was there to protect me. I at once remembered you and prayed, O Gurudev, set me free.
And at the same time I saw that your hands become so long and so gone, all gone. That is why I am come to you to give this teaching. And you brought so many fruits and plants, cloths and everything. I was astonished that so confident. Then I think that I have no ability to do, I have not done anything. But they are saying, they are also thankful. Then what is this thing? That Brahman, Brahman, they think Brahman is giving. So it may be that Brahman has come to him and protected him, and he has helped him. But I see that there is none guru in this whole world, or ever it has been, or it will be, or now none are being, that have qualities to protect and to give any help. But that Brahman does, and Guru does not go, does not do anything. As I am, I'm not. And he said,
yeah.
All persons are that
right.
So-called
Guru. Yeah.
So we have no power, we have nothing to do, but only when a disciple pray or tell anything, then Brahman
answers
and everything is there. So in the whole world there was no guru, no at this time and also in any time. So powerful thing. I told that what is your response about him? He told that it's simple. Then I told that it's so bogus. It's so bogus. And nothing will be
Thank you. Was lange war das?